Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I have a question concerning showers around swimming pools, public swimming pools.
What was your question again regarding public swimming pools?
Yeah, okay. All right. My question is, are hotels required to have a public shower around a swimming pool?
Like a shower that you take a bath with, or like a wedding shower, or like a party shower where people and guests are invited?
It's like a shower that you would take, or maybe one of those little portable eyewash stations, something like that, something to flush your eyes.
Are they allowed to have that at their location?
Well, my thing is under the Alabama Department of Health, are we required to have a shower at a public swimming pool?
I don't think no one is required, but you can do it further. Look, I've never heard that anyone is required to have such stations at their businesses, because at this time, businesses are pretty much able to have what they think would be safe or not safe at their locations, and everything would end in the state of Alabama, I think, the week of Easter or the day after Easter. So everything will go back to normal. And the way the businesses are setting it up now, that they will be in control of what they feel or deem is safe for their location is businesses. It would no longer be up to the governor to decide who and what they may do when it comes to the public and their businesses. They're going to leave it up to the owners to decide what they want to do at their location. So a lot of people are getting prepared for that.
Okay. So then they are not required.
I don't think anyone is required. Again, everyone is now focusing on the reopening of the state in full. So after Easter, the governor will make another announcement that is up to personal choice for citizens and business owners.
Okay.
Stay tuned. Everything go back to normal after Easter. They'll be making a public announcement through the news breaks on the news. So you just have to watch the news media.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for choosing
Coronavirus
Hotline.
Bye-bye.